The Red Shoes, Betty, by Ruby Ryder. Betty waved goodbye to her teenagers as they walked away from the car. She twirled her long brown hair around one finger, a nervous habit, and hoped they both had good days. Micah was usually fine, but sometimes high school was a bit much for Sophia. On those days, it was a balancing act when Sophia arrived home. Betty had learned to just listen and offer cookies and hugs. Instead of going home, Betty parked and headed toward the PTA meeting. Why not? She wasn't on the board anymore, but did like to see what they were up to every once in a while. She had some judgments about them holding the meetings on Wednesday mornings, but the PTA was mostly rich women who didn't work. Since they had the majority for any vote, they chose that day and time, which pretty much excluded any opinions from the other side of the tracks, those parents who worked full-time jobs. Betty thought about that often. Living in Rancho Hills had seemed like a dream come true when she and Dean first moved there 15 years ago. Since then, the gated community had become pretty insular, evidenced nowhere more clearly than the high school PTA. The rich ran the show. The poor had no voice because the meetings were held when they couldn't attend. Betty's husband, Dean, was a kind, geeky IT guy who hit the jackpot with a couple of pieces of software. They were quite comfortable, so Betty didn't work. Taking care of two teenagers was her job. Taking care of Dean was, too. He worked from home and really needed the support she offered. Sometimes he would lose himself in programming and forget to eat, sleep, or shower. She was his handler, and they joked about it, but were quite happy together. Betty handled him in the bedroom, too, in ways that he adored. All this was going through Betty's head as she walked up to the door of the conference room, where the PTA bitches awaited. She stopped before heading in. What was the point? They'd just greet her with pretense so thick you'd have to be a moron to miss it. Betty was no moron, and this morning the rebel in her took over. Right there at the door, she changed her mind, turned around, and headed back to her Lexus SUV. She decided she'd much rather go home and handle Dean. She pulled up his calendar on her phone and checked his schedule. No conference calls today. Project not due until 3 weeks from now. This seemed like a perfect day to play. Ah, the advantages of having a successful husband who worked from home. She sent a text to Dean. Playtime? It was their code word for want to fuck. Absolutely. Betty laughed. Dean texted just like he spoke, and she knew this was unexpected. He was shifting gears. On my way. She started home, only to be stymied with an unusual amount of traffic. What the hell was this? A quick GPS check confirmed her suspicion, rerouted traffic from a freeway accident. She grew impatient while waiting to get up to the four-way stop. The direction people turned at this particular intersection sorted everyone by class. Right led to upper-class Rancho Hills, and left went to the low-income housing. She watched the expensive cars turn right and the economy cars turn left, almost without fail. She grabbed her phone. Traffic, be ready when I get home, kay? My pleasure. What kind of readiness does my love desire this morning? Get out my cock and be ready to take it. Yum. Which one? You choose. You are so good to me. Hard. Knew you would be. She put down her phone. That exchange certainly made her wait more enjoyable and her panties wet. Three cars away from the intersection, Betty saw the shoes. Sexy red pumps, impossibly shiny. They were glinting in the sun, right at the base of the stop sign. Two cars away now. What were those shoes doing there, of all places? They looked brand new. She was fascinated with them and continued to stare as she came up to the stop. For a moment, she wondered if they were her size, but the thought of checking them out with all that traffic around stopped her. She just couldn't do it. A woman who lived in Rancho Hills would never do such a thing. She'd just go buy a pair at any store she wanted to. Which was true, Betty could do that, and besides, Dean was waiting. Memories of her first date with Dean filled her thoughts, along with the smile that always came with that memory. They'd met online. His profile said he was 5'8", and Betty was 5'11". When they talked on the phone, she joked about not wearing heels to meet him, and he brought her up short. Oh no, please do. I would love that. Betty took him at his word and wore a beautiful pair of 4-inch purple heels. Dean had held her hand while walking through the park after dinner. Then he stopped walking, took her into his arms, and reached up to kiss her. He'd done it with such confidence, like kissing a woman 5 inches taller than him was something he did every day. That was the most passionate kiss she'd ever experienced. As they continued dating, it became clear to Betty that not only was Dean comfortable with her height, he got off on it. They'd be at parties and he'd snuggle in close to her, her arm around his shoulders. She turned right with a last glance at the sparkling shoes, but braked and pulled over impulsively, rebelliously. Fuck that Rancho Hills shit. And Dean couldn't start without her. She was going to check out those shoes. Betty walked up to the stop sign and glanced at the long line of cars, her sundress fluttering in the breeze. She almost hoped one of her neighbors did see her. She picked up the shoes and turned them over to check the size. 8.5. Damn, she wore a 9.5. She bent down to put them back at the foot of the sign. Seemed like the right thing to do. Someone else might want them. "Excuse me, madam," the deep male voice made Betty look up. "What size are they?" He was in a BMW convertible, right at the stop with his right blinker on, and he had no time for small talk. His voice was loud to compete with the traffic. 8.5, Betty shouted back. Really? He turned right, pulled over, and parked behind her Lexus. Betty was still standing there holding the shoes, uncertain whether to replace them, and also unsure of Mr. BMW's intentions. He hopped out of his car and came striding over to Betty. My wife wears an 8.5. Are you sure you don't want them? His grin was wide and his red hair wild from the wind. He was long and lean with a British accent to boot. Not my size, sadly, but I couldn't resist checking. They're all yours, Betty laughed and handed him the shoes. Brilliant. I'm fairly certain my wife will love them. Who wouldn't? Right? They're sexy as hell, he blurted out what they were both thinking. They laughed. I'm Peter, he extended his hand. Betty shook it and smiled. I'm Betty. Nice to meet you, Peter. He gestured toward the Rancho Hills gate. You live here? I do, with my husband and 2 teenagers. Fantastic! My wife Rebecca and I just moved here 3 months ago. Welcome to Rancho Hills. Thanks. Listen, I don't mean to bother you with odd questions or hold you up, but do you like it here? Becca and I are finding it a bit, I don't know, stuffy. Betty laughed. And you feel comfortable asking me that question because I stopped to pick up a pair of abandoned sexy red heels at an intersection? So clearly I'm not stuffy, right? Quite right, madam, Peter laughed. He pointed one finger in the air for emphasis. Well, Dean and I moved here 15 years ago. We bought our house brand new, and you know, I don't think we realized how insular and elitist a gated community could be. We love our home, but we don't mix with our neighbors much. That's precisely how we feel. Look, we must have you and Dean, is it? Over some night, if you're up for it. I mean, what better way to meet than this? Peter lifted the shoes he was holding. It is evident we were meant to be friends, don't you think? Peter's manner was infectious. Betty had no hesitation. We'd love to. Let's check with our other house and figure out a night that's good for everybody. Brilliant. Peter pulled his wallet out and retrieved a card, handing it to Betty. There's my number. Please do call, and let's get together. But not tonight, he leaned closer to her conspiratorially. I have a feeling fun things are going to happen when I walk in the door with these. Peter held up the shoes and wiggled his eyebrows up and down comically. Betty couldn't stop her laughter. Will do, Peter. Pleasure to meet you. They walked toward their cars. And it was divine to make your acquaintance as well, madam. You're going to love Becca. Give us a call, he waved and drove off. Betty climbed into the SUV and smiled. The mood of the day could change on a dime. She was headed home to fuck her husband, and she'd made a new friend, all because the rebel in her said fuck it to the PTA meeting. She pulled up the driveway, parked in the garage, and went in through the kitchen door. Hey, hey, where's my boy? Betty shouted into the large house. Up here, my love. Betty started climbing the stairs and continued the conversation. Are you ready for me? I am, Dean's voice came from their bedroom. How ready are you, sweetheart? She was almost at the top of the stairs. Totally ready. You can thank the traffic. Betty walked into the bedroom and smiled wide. Dean was face down on the bed, completely naked. He was laying over their favorite piece of sex furniture, a wedge that lifted Dean's sizable ass up in the air like an offering. His swollen cock hung down off the wedge. So fucking sexy. Betty's pussy tingled and she felt her nipples get hard. Damn, she enjoyed fucking her husband. Thank you, traffic, Betty said with meaning. She threw off her sundress and underwear and slipped on the panty harness that held a medium-sized purple cock. Dean reached back with both hands and pulled his cheeks apart in invitation. My ass is yours, my love. Isn't it just, Betty laughed. She climbed onto the bed and moved between his legs. She could see his hole glistening, so she didn't even reach for the lube, which he'd already laid out, along with a couple of towels. Dean had thought of everything. Touching the tip of her cock to his hole, she teased him and chuckled when she saw him lean back, trying to take more inside. She slid it all the way in one continuous motion, knowing that Dean could handle it. She heard him gasp and smiled. Betty lay down on top of her husband and felt her hard nipples against his warm back. She pushed into his ass. Dean moaned, always music to her ears. Her cock deep inside him, she took a moment to take everything in. The smoothness and warmth of him, the scent of his hair, and the sound of his moan. Betty started moving her hips slowly, fucking Dean's ass with skill as she lay atop him. She made a mental note to let her rebel take over more often. Then she just listened to his moans and fucked his ass until they both came.